Well, good morning to all of you. So we see good to hear your response. It gives everyone that speaks encouragement. Well, we've had a lot of spiritual fruit, haven't we, while we've been here? We've heard different sermons that were very important to us. We heard about walking with God with that runner. Reminded me of the time I heard about the walking in the sands and the footprints in the sands. Maybe you've heard that one already. And where there's no footprints, Christ is carrying us. Same principle. Very good. And I enjoyed it very much. We've heard about the kingdom of God, haven't we? And we've also heard about how to have peace and what it took. And we learned about being a servant as well. We certainly need that. Tomorrow will be the last, it will not be the Feast of Tabernacles anymore. It will be that last great day, a high holy day, when all of mankind will get to understand the truth. When I was young, growing up, just north of here, north of Lititz on 501 in Lancaster County, we had a large truck patch, about 2 acres, that had a house and a barn on it. And we would grow most of all of our food for my brothers and sisters. There was five brothers and sisters, and my mother and father, 7 in the family. Across the field was my grandfather's place, and I could walk anytime I wanted to. From the time I was 3, as soon as they left me out of the house, I would walk to my grandma and grandpa's house, and they always had a candy dish. Maybe that's why my teeth are the way they are. Oh, well. Anyhow, we had this great big family plot, and we planted different vegetables in the spring. We stored up for the winter. Whatever we had, we froze, and we canned. And I remember in the spring plowing, helping to, with my grandpa, plowing, walking after. And we plow and harrow the ground, and then we sow the seeds or we plant the things in the rows. We used to plant potatoes and corn and green beans and peas. I hated peas. I loved to eat them, but I hated shelling them. You can sit for hours on our front porch with my brothers and sisters shelling peas. I never cared for that part, but the conversation was wonderful. Well, near the end of June, beginning of July, the potatoes were ready to be plowed out and picked up. And so we had an old one-horse plow. And that was like a V with a wide out through, and then on the back of it, it was only about that high. And then the ground would come over that and pull the potatoes out of the rows. And then there were fingers out the back that shook. And as the ground came out over, the ground would fall through, and the potatoes would stay on top. So it was easy to pick up. When I was about 13 years old, and I don't know who I could tell you how skinny I was a very little skinny guy. I hadn't grown much at 13 yet. Those years came down the road. Anyhow, I was a real thin guy, and my grandpa said to me, he was in his 70s, and he had arthritis really bad, and he said to me, "Tom, it's time for you to plow. I can't handle that anymore. My legs hurt too bad in the morning to get out of bed." So I'll never forget that time, and it was in his 70s. I always was with him, though, as we were growing up. I helped to weed the potatoes and pull the weeds and so forth. Well, before I started plowing that day, he was on the tractor, the small tractor we had. I was on the plow. He said, he made this statement to me. He said, "The trick to plowing is always look forward. Always look forward. Never look at the plow," he says, "because you'll never make that row straight." And he was right. And don't worry about the plow digging or pushing down on it. Once it gets in the ground, it just goes along and does its stuff. All you have to do is guide it. If you turn to the right, it went to the right. No, it went to the left. When you turn to the left, it went to the right. And he said, never look back. Because when you look back, you can't plow straight. You'll have the potatoes here, you'll have the potatoes there, you'll be out of the row, and you'll be on this next, you'll be in the next row. So he said, you have to look forward. The only time you can stop and look back is at the end of the row. Well, our life is a lot like plowing, isn't it? And we can only look back occasionally in life. We have to keep our focus and our goal on where we're going. And where are we going? We all know we're heading towards this time when we can help Christ. And we're now developing the character so that we can be there. We're supposed to be putting on those attributes that he wants. Well, I'd like you to, so today, I want to tell all of us to keep looking forward to what this time pictures, and don't lose sight of where we're heading. Keep focused. All right. So I titled my sermon, Focus Forward. So let's turn to Luke 9, verse 57. You know, Christ talked about plowing, and we'll look at this scripture in Luke 9, verse 57. And we'll read the verse 62. So it says, now it happens, and he's talking to his disciples, and he's testing them. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. Haven't we all said that when we were baptized and accepted his challenge? And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go bury my father. I've done that already. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. You do what I want you to do. Another said to him, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are out my house. And Jesus then makes this statement. It's a very, we all know this statement, but he makes this statement. No one having set his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, when I plowed those potatoes, I couldn't look back. I had to look forward, not at the plow. I had to look at the row ahead. And that's what we must do, and that's what Christ was telling us. We can't get distracted by the things around us. If we don't keep our focus where we should have it, if we get distracted by the world or the news that goes on or whatever it is in the world that's going on, we will lose sight of where we're going. So we have to stay focused. So the last 6 days, what happened to us? We were at the feast. We enjoyed all kinds of things. Maybe it wasn't that train ride, the Strasburg Railroad, that old steamer. I went on that when I was 8. It was great. And I went to down here to the Mennonite thing and seen the tabernacle. I never got there. I want to do that yet. But I want to do that. It's been there for a long time. For the last 6 days, we recharged our spiritual batteries, didn't we? We've heard we're on a spiritual high right now. We need to stay charged up and keep our focus and move forward by praying and studying and meditating on what we've studied and what we've learned here at the feast. Make it become a part of us. And remember to fast occasionally to stay close to God. And don't lose the momentum that we have gained here at the feast. Let's go to Philippians 3 now and verse 1. Paul's talking. He talks about the same thing. Philippians 3, verse 1. And we'll skip a little bit around in this chapter. Finally, my brethren, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is no tedious, but for you it is safe. So he says, it's okay if I keep repeating these things to you. I don't mind. Let's drop down to verse 7. It's important. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all these things lost if the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ the righteous, which is from God by faith. And verse 10, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. So we all know about that, don't we? We know about the sacrifice he made for all of us, and not just for us, but all those others that are in the world in the future. He paid the penalty for all of mankind. Notice verse 11. If by any means I obtain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfect, so Paul says, I'm not perfect, just like we're not, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ has also laid hold on me. Verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. And what does he do? Forget those things which are behind and reach. That means you're striving for, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. So we need to press forward. Paul tells us to look forward. Just like plowing, you have to look forward. Are we like that? You can each answer that question. Are you always plowing and looking forward to God's kingdom? Well, you know, I looked at myself and said, you know, I'm not. I get too much caught up in my work. I'm a self-employed contractor with my sons, and I get so caught up in what I'm doing, I'm thinking about it right when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I'm thinking about it when I go to sleep, and I'm not focusing on what God tells us to do, to stay focused on him. So I'm sure if you're like me, maybe you're not, maybe you can always stay focused, but I have to keep reminding myself to keep looking forward and at the things that are going to take place. So I have a suggestion for you. So maybe you're not like me, but I need reminders. So I want you to put on your phones, on your calendars, something that you can put on there. There's a lot of users all up on that stuff. And something about the kingdom of God, so you focus on it and think about it. Pop it up maybe every 2 weeks or maybe a week. Now, I have another suggestion for you. I think you should put it on, you know, that fluorescent orange when I was a kid and went hunting. Still do some, haven't gone hunting for a while, but a number of years ago, I loved to go hunting and fishing. But anyhow, put fluorescent orange and put on your refrigerator, because every day you eat except the day you fast, right? So you'll see it. And another good place that I thought of to put it is on the mirror that you comb your hair in the morning. You know, I look in the mirror and it don't look the same, but I still look in there and try to fix my hair. A lot more wrinkles since I've gotten a little older. Well, let's read then a little more in Philippians what else Paul tells us to do. I think I stopped in 13. Let's read 14. No, I read that one. 17. Brethren, join in following my example, Paul says, and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. So we should get encouragement from each other and follow the example, those that follow him, Jesus Christ. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is in destruction, whose God is their bellies, whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. They've lost that goal, didn't they? We know some of those people. I remember many people that were my friends in the church. They lost their goal at this time. I hope God brings them back. I'm looking forward to seeing them again in God's church. And notice then verse 20. He tells us, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're to focus on. Citizenship in God's kingdom. That's where we want to be. We'll be spirit beings helping those people, and we need to keep our focus on that. Well, we are looking forward to helping Christ now, aren't we? We are continually drawing closer to him and trying to allow him to develop the character he wants, and we want to be in his kingdom so we can do something now in our life, develop the character he wants. I talked about in the beginning of plowing potatoes and how you can't look at the plow. You have to look ahead. And the same is true for us. We must focus and look ahead to God's kingdom. The same is true for spiritual life. We must look forward to Christ's return, being a part of God, the kingdom of God, and helping mankind learn of God's ways. Don't lose the momentum. We have it right now. We've gained at this feast. Let's stay on this spiritual high. Let's keep our focus on this goal. Because we all want to be there, don't we? We lived our whole life that way. And we're going to make it if we keep our focus on the goal of God's kingdom and what's really important. So may you all have a safe journey back home when you go, and may you have a great, wonderful rest of the day.